This is Wade's World, where we talk to the most interesting people in the world on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people.
You want to see how the other half lives? You want to see how we get around? Why don't you come visit me?
This is Wade Grafke, and you're listening to Wade's World, a Voice of the People program. Welcome to the east side of town so that we can talk about how the other half lives and what life is like here living in Wade's World, whether that's the east side of Little Rock, Greenville, or New Orleans, or on Acorn Radio in Nairobi, Bengaluru, Bristol, or Bombay. Points east and west where we are either rebroadcast or live streamed at www.kbf.org, wamf.org, or acornradio.org. A podcast will be available to the show on these websites and at www.chieforganizer.org. You know the story on Wade's World. We talk to the most interesting people in the world. And today we're talking to Mike Wood, a leader of Acorn Canada in Hamilton, Ontario. Welcome to Wade's World, Mike.
Thank you, Wade.
Mike and I spent some time together recently in Hamilton because that was the site of the Acorn Canada Biennial Convention. Y'all have been fighting a very interesting campaign in Hamilton, and you call it Renoviction. Well, what is that about, Mike?
Well, the Renovictions is about landlords and developers buying up properties at aggressively rate, and they're displacing tenants out of the rentals. So what they'll do is particularly they'll buy up an apartment building, and they will offer small buyouts to the tenants that are definitely not worth to accept. And then they get the building empty. They give a couple of coats of paint and justify that the rents are worth triple the amount of what they were before the tenants left. They also talk about how they want to look for a new bracket of renters that are out there that are not low income. They're very open about this talking. They've said it on their websites. They don't want low income renters anymore in their rentals. They're looking for a certain bracket of income.
So it's not only evicting people, it's a gentrification program as well, eh, Mike?
It is. And what we see is, rents in Hamilton that used to be around $600, $700, sometimes even lower than that, now they're $1,800, $1,900, and going into the thousands.
Wow. And is this mainly in the downtown area, or is it widespread throughout Hamilton, or where is this happening?
This is throughout the whole entire city, so we see it happening right across the board where people are having these rents increased to this amount, and when they do get removed from their rentals, they don't have a way to find another place to rent. So we see a lot of people going to shelters, or because the shelters are over full capacity at 120%, we're seeing a lot of people actually living on the streets and having nowhere to go.
You know, a lot of people may not really know where Hamilton is and what it's all about. It's sort of it's not a small town. Give us a little bit of background on Hamilton.
Yeah, there's roughly up towards 600,000 people living in the city here. It's quite a big city, and there's a lot of things that are happening around here with the builds. We have a lot of condominiums that are being built up here at an aggressive rate as well. So there's a lot of change happening at a very fast rate, but we don't see enough making sure that the community is included.
Exactly. So the city of more than 500,000, it's a big city. It's the largest city between Toronto and Buffalo, New York, about hour and a piece between either one of them, and right along the lake, right? Right along Lake Ontario?
Yep, right along the Lake Ontario shoreline there, and we do have an area we call the mountain, which you get up there, and it's farther up, and we got different areas in the city that are gentrifying, of course, but it's close, right along the edge of the lake. It's a nice view out there, but we're growing, of course, too, because they're trying to attract, for an example, like Toronto.
Used to be a manufacturing center for Ontario. This was known as the big steel producing area of Canada. But that's those kind of jobs are long gone, and now it's what kind of jobs are coming into Hamilton, Mike?
Well, they're trying to attract a lot of other jobs that are they just accepted another one to build a building down by the waterfront, and they're going to be doing more movie shoots kind of stuff and entrepreneurs. So they're trying to bring a lot of different class. They're trying to say that Hamilton is ready to accept others from other cities because it'll be cheaper here for them, more affordable, and they can commute back and forth. Toronto's even more expensive kind of living, so they want to be able to build a huge commute here that can get people back and forth, like the light rail transit, which we're seeing in Hamilton right now with the light rail transit across the entire city. We're seeing a lot of buildings being built, bought up by Metrolinx, including apartment buildings that are being boarded up, and those tenants are also being displaced out of their homes. So between this and developers and landlords that are doing all this displacement, there's not enough. We got a 3.1% availability rental in the city, and there's not enough to grab back at the ones that are being displaced.
Absolutely. So let's go back into this rent eviction thing. You live in the downtown area, don't you, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. So how long have you seen this going on?
We've seen this going on for the last maybe 3-4 years. It's been creeping up slowly, but now it's getting very aggressive. We had the mayor meet with developers just last year from other cities. They attracted almost 300 developers here to have a big meeting, and it was basically a showcase to sell Hamilton off to the developers and say, this is why you need to come here and build. And we have spoke on these issues with the mayor and different people at City Hall, of course, but sometimes, you know how it goes. We have to continue to keep pushing as hard as possible. They'll tell you that they can't do it, but they can. But they want people to think that they can't. So it's always important that people stay united and keep the push going. Don't give up when they say they can't, because we've already proven that they can do it. And by pushing against these kind of things, we can make a difference.
I know one of the big landlords, developers that were a center of the campaign is Malum. What's the story on the Malum companies?
So Malum is private developers. They came from Toronto. They moved here to Hamilton. They have an office, and you go into their office, and you got a bunch of guys with suits, with cell phones, and they're running around trying to make deals with people that are going to invest money into their company. They'll buy up apartment buildings, and they have an 18-month turnover.
Hello?
Yep. So they'll invest.
What is the 18-month turnover, Mike? I missed that.
The 18-month turnover. So the investor will invest money into the property. Then they take the building for 18 months. They turn it over. So they'll displace the tenants all out of the apartment building, the rental. And then what they do is they fix it up to justify that it's worth the amount they're going to charge. And then they get the money back for the investors. They guarantee the investors 110% turnover on what they've invested into the company for whatever property they're investing into. So they're buying up properties every single day by multiple, I would say maybe about 5 properties a day they're purchasing at a very fast rate along the light rail transit route, as well as Barton Street, different ways. So it's all over the city they're doing this. And I've talked to some tenants who actually lived in these properties, and they didn't need the work that they were trying to say did, that they were trying to say that was needed. They said that they would have to rip ceilings and walls out and gut the building completely just to fix what they had to do. But it wasn't the case at all, and that's just a reason for them to be able to get more money out of the turnover.
So these are flippers, aren't they? They're just flipping the property on that kind of timeline. We're talking to Mike Wood, who's one of the primary leaders of Hamilton Acorn in Canada, about the drastic changes in housing. Mike, y'all are going after Millennium. That was a focus of one of our key actions in the convention. Have you noticed any response from them or from the city since that happened here last month?
Well, they were showing a bit of an aggression with anger. They were not too happy, and now they seem to be a little bit in the hiding. But we noticed is that they board up any place they build purchase. So they'll put plywood walls outside of every property they buy, and what we see is some graffiti being put up there from just regular residents across the city who are upset with this company, who are throwing people out on the street, making them homeless, and but they seem to say that they don't have an issue with what they're doing. They think they're doing everything the right way, but we know they're not. Throwing people out on the street is never the answer, and I'm sure they would not want it done to them or their family members or anybody they would know. Being homeless is not a great place to be, and people suffer with depression and stress and everything else. So what we need to continue to do is keep the push on Millennium to understand that, you know, Hamilton Acorn's not going to give up on this. We want changes made. We don't want to be displaced out of buildings. We don't want them to, you know, jack the rents up to, you know, three times the amount where it's going to cost, where it's going to be unlivable.
I know at the end of the march in downtown Hamilton, one of the city councilmen came out to talk to many of you. What did the council person have to say? Was it encouraging at all?
It actually was. He came out and he was asking us, what was this about? I told him that we have a motion that's coming up forward to stop the city from giving money out to these developers that will use it in return to displace tenants out of their homes. And what I had said to the city councilor, Jason Farr, is that by the city giving money to these developers to displace and throw people out of their homes, basically the city is saying that they agree and it's okay to do this, and
absolutely,
that they're all for this kind of displacement, and we need the city to stop this. He did say that his answer machine was very, very full at the end of the weekend when he came back to his office. A lot of his constituents had called his answer machine, left messages over the weekend. That was, of course, because on Sunday we ended up collectively going out, knocking on doors at the convention in his ward, reaching out to his constituents, telling them to call him and say yes for the voting of the motion. So he did say he got a very big response out of it. This goes to show that being united as one and going knocking on doors collectively together, doing these kind of things actually works, and it actually shows that we can get things done.
Y'all got hundreds of signatures just in that couple of hours on petitions on that same bylaw, didn't you?
We did. We got quite a few hundred, and it made a big difference because we were actually doing a few different wards for councillors, so they had all heard a lot of feedback on from the constituents that they were all green and saying yes, which goes to show for the bigger part, when you have many constituents from different wards speaking out on this issue, it says that it's not just a problem that's isolated in one area. It's right across the city.
Exactly. One of the things that was so disturbing and shocking to me, I want to underline, you mentioned it earlier, but part of the strategy of Millennium and some of these other companies is really deceptive and devious around these little payments they're giving to particularly low-income families.
Yeah, the low buyouts that they're offering, sometimes they start it off around at $1,000 to $1,500. And that is, it, today in our city, it's not enough to even cover first month's rent, alone last month, you know, transferring your bills and everything else. So a lot of people are actually being forced to take these low buyout offers. And what they'll tell tenants at the door, aggressively is, they'll say, you know, if you don't accept this buyout, we're going to find a way to get you out, regardless of the landlord tenant board or however we got to do it. We're going to get you out of here. So either take the money or you may end up losing the offer and you may have to leave still with nothing left in your hands. And this is what they're telling tenants. And what they will do is they'll aggressively knock at your door. So they'll start by knocking once at your door, and then the next day they're knocking five times in a day at your door. They're pushing, they're being aggressive, they're harassing, they're bullying the tenants to basically accept the offers.
And particularly egregious is what happens to people who are on any kind of benefit payments. One of the things that I learned there is that if you're on what's the equivalent, I guess, of what we call welfare, they can claw back that money, which you're having to essentially take in one hand and pay in another hand to move and to relocate and for a new housing, and call it income. How does that work?
Well, that's correct. So what happens is if somebody does accept that buyout, whatever the amount is that they've decided at, the person, if they are on some kind of the social assistance like welfare, they will have to either give that money back to welfare, which then they don't have nothing to pay for the first and last month rent wherever they're going. So what happens is we've already seen where a couple people weren't aware that they had to do that, and they lost their income because they did accept that small buyout offer. So once they moved out of that home, we had a couple of members that were able to actually find another place, but that is very rare, of course. But when they did find the place, they lost their income, and then they were basically made to go homeless because they have no more kind of income to support themselves moving forward when they have to move out of that home to get another one. So it's, you know, you're fighting a big battle here where you take a small buyout and then you become homeless no matter how you look at it, or you're sitting in a shelter. So this is where we're telling people, you know, don't accept the buyout. Sit back, fight for the right of your home, for the roof over your head. Don't take the buyouts, and just stay back and make sure that you have a big voice and collectively keep together on this.
Absolutely. I want to underline what you're saying. So if you're receiving benefits and they count it as income, that means that into that next month, you're not going to get a check, which is how Mike's explaining that you end up, you know, you could end up homeless by trying to move out of what your apartment was into a new piece of housing. So it's just, talk about a catch-22. It's just a hugely, you know, inhumane and poor punishing kind of program. It's just unbelievable. But that's, they allow these kind of, these are called clawbacks, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah, that's what they call them, is clawbacks. And people, you know, that the problem falls down to is a lot of people, they don't understand that this is even something that's a rule, what they're supposed to do this. And then they don't even know their tenant rights even at that. So it's about lack of knowledge on what they know is what protects them, what they shouldn't do, what they should do. This is where Hamilton Acorn is having their meetings locally at different chapters, and we're educating members and associates that they, you know, they can do different, and by doing it this way, and we have table discussions and workshops to make sure they understand that they don't have to, you know, be in this situation. They can fight back.
Do you get call? I know our organization in United Kingdom gets involved in a lot of things they call eviction defense. Are y'all being pulled into an Acorn up in Hamilton? Are y'all pulled into fighting evictions in some cases?
We have done a few of them, actually, where we've filled the landlord-tenant board up with Hamilton Acorn members, and we've had witnesses go up and say, you know, we've witnessed what's going on with that tenant. If that they have handed in complaints and et cetera, different things like that. So we have worked on definitely being there to give them support, to know that, you know, these tenants are going through a rough time, and, you know, there's no reason actually for them to go as far as displacing the tenant. The work could be done. Landlords should be able to, you know, if it's got to be a big renovation, what the landlord should do is put them up somewhere until the renovation is done, and then give them back the apartment at the same amount of money on the same lease. That way they're not being displaced.
And is that part of the proposal you're making to the city of Hamilton, that they need bylaws or ordinances that would create that kind of system?
That's right. So with Hamilton, what we're doing is we're trying to say to City Council, you should be able to come up with a protection that allows them to go back and to the same place, same lease at the same amount, but also make sure that if there is going to be a renovation going on, that they should find that said tenant another place within the same neighborhood at the same amount for temporary until the fixes are done, and then also research and look at different ways that they can look to stop the rent evictions from happening in the Hamilton here that's going on.
We're talking to Mike Wood, who's one of the key leaders in Hamilton Acorn in Hamilton, Ontario, and we're talking about a campaign that they've been involved in called Rent Evictions, where people are being evicted, people who are tenants, being evicted, displaced, and then punished in one way after another. Mike, these are tough problems around affordable housing all over Canada. I know this is a campaign for Toronto Acorn, now Hamilton Acorn, Ottawa Acorn. Is there any kind of national policy that's being discussed that could help on this affordability crisis in Ontario?
There definitely is. You know, there's the National Affordable Housing Strategy that we're fighting for at the right across the board with the provincial federal government. We're, you know, the government can do it. They always say they can't, but they can. We see them making cuts all the time and then handing millions out to their partners and developers and the big rich people that we see all the time. So when they can hand out millions like that, they definitely can put a strategy together for a national housing strategy where it would take to build so many affordable housing right across the country so we can actually have deep affordable housing with true accessibility, and that's healthy and safe home.
Gotcha. It's also made more difficult. You have fairly new leadership at the top in Ontario, one of the Ford brothers. That doesn't make our fight any easier, does it?
It doesn't, but I know doing something like this for the last 3 years, it's all about building and getting the communication out there amongst everyone. And yes, it takes a lot of time, but the time is well worth it. And when we do get this built up to the point where we have that force of voice and the force of the people to say the change needs to be done now, we know it can be done. We've seen it already. We've had to prove that, you know, being collectively together and being united is very important and good to fight for. So this is where we just need to keep building across the organization to make sure that a lot of people that know about this hear that they can, you know, they're not alone on this. I've talked to people that have either gone through it or they are going through it. And what I say is when you're going to be standing beside another ACORN member, you're going to have somebody there that's going to be supportive beside you that's been through it or they are going through it. So you're not alone on the situation.
I know exactly, and that's part of why you've grown so rapidly over the last year or two in Hamilton, haven't you?
Yeah, right from the beginning of starting Acorn here in the city, now we have three full chapters going, and we have close to 4,000 members. It's grown quite quickly.
I know in the west coast of Canada, in the areas where Acorn Canada has worked outside of Vancouver, where it's also a just blisteringly hot housing market, The campaign there has been dem evictions. Do you see much of that, where they demolish a property and evict people in order to build something else into condos or more expensive housing, or is it just these sort of flipping conversions that are the issue right now in Hamilton?
Well, we are kind of seeing that in a slower rate for that part. When it comes to demolition, we've seen some buildings that have been taken over, and they're going to demo them and then turn them into a new building, which is condominiums. But what we're also seeing here as well is landlords are taking their current apartment buildings, they're applying at the city hall to flip them from an apartment building into a condominium. And what we're telling the city as well about that is that you are basically saying that it's okay to take a rental, turn it into a condo. We are at a 3.1% vacancy. You have landlords going into the city that are saying, you know, we want to turn this into a condo, but then they're blaming the city later and saying, it's your guys' fault why we have a 3.1% vacancy rate. And it's the landlords that are doing this.
Exactly. And these condo conversions, now that's been an issue in many cities, but you don't think of a medium-sized city like Hamilton as where this would be such a bleeding edge. You know, you think of New York City or London or San Francisco, but this is crazy, isn't it, Mike? Y'all are really, you know, in the middle of it.
It is. It's in the middle of it all happening all at once in a big ball of wax. And what we see is, people that are having to fend for what they have left in life. And when I've spoke to, some of our members and even some just community people within the city, I've watched some of these people going homeless, and then they get photos and of their family and loved ones that are the only thing they have left. And then I've watched landlords and developers actually take that and throw it in a dumpster because it wasn't enough to make that person homeless, but they got to rip the last little bit of memory that they have away from them. So it is really a shocking thing that we're seeing across the city. We're seeing a lot of suffering going on, a lot of people that are being displaced and just losing everything they have. And, the real understanding is there. We need to make a change. We need to get something changed and different for what's happening currently right now.
When I guess we should add a little bit of salt to this bitter portion. When y'all aren't dealing with housing, what other issues are y'all dealing with there in Hamilton now?
We're also dealing with things going on with City Hall that we need change at City Hall as well. When it comes down to things, we have, some city councils that are doing some things that they shouldn't be, and we need change at that level too. Because what comes down to that is when you have city councils that are sitting back and they've been there for 30 years, sometimes they can get a little bit comfortable in their seat where they are. They don't have the means to talk to their community anymore. I ran into that with actually one who was telling me they wanted me to go out and do the paperwork for them with their constituents, and it's like, you're the city council retired to do your job. Why am I doing your paperwork for you?
Well, but you've become front page news in Hamilton because you're out there in the streets almost every day, aren't you, Mike?
Every single day from morning till night, we're out there on the streets. We're communicating with people across the city, talking about these real issues in real time. Sometimes we even have people that will come up to us that are living on the streets, and they'll even say, keep up the fight. We know we could see out here every day. We see that you're trying, and it gives them something to look forward to. They know that there's somebody at least out there fighting for something.
Well, I know when we marched downtown in Hamilton, we had a lot of people honking their horns and waving to us. Mike, if people want to know more about renovations and Hamilton Acorn and want to support your fight, how do they get a hold of you? Is there a website or email or anything?
Yep, so they can go to acorncanada.org. The information is on there. Or they can actually contact hamilton@acorncanada.org. The phone number for the office is as well, 905-393-5734. They can contact the office anytime, and we'll be glad to sit down and have the discussion and move forward and make sure that we win this battle. That's a long one for sure.
Thanks for this conversation, my brother Mike, and good luck and keep on the fight. This has been Wade's World for another week, the world where the other half lives, where we talk about things you've never heard, and as Lucinda Williams sang, things you've never seen, you'll never forget. Wade's World is underwritten by the Darrow Foundation, a progressive force enabling change based in Little Rock, Arkansas, and as the song goes, we say it loud, we say it on the air, we say it on the radio. Until next week, when we'll have another guest, this is Wade Rasky from Wade's World. Thank you.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.